This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers, for the optimists, pessimists, for long distance love, for introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Anybody, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with Logan Paulson. 10 years in the NFL, I'm Grant Paulson. You can watch us on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 YouTube channels. You can listen to this podcast wherever you get your audio. Please subscribe, rate, review, comment, all that stuff. And most importantly, let people know we're doing this. Spread the word. We want to grow this podcast, which is always easy to do during an 8-game losing streak. Logan, how are you?
I'm good. And just a reminder, like, we do really comprehensive draft stuff here too. So that's coming up down the pipe. Started doing a little bit of prep on that yesterday. So that's going to be a big part of our offseason plans for sure.
Dare I say, we're going to have the most comprehensive draft breakdowns of anybody in the market getting ready for the Commanders making either a really, really, really high pick in the top five or possibly you're going to hear this from me 9 million times, so buckle up. Trading down and accruing more draft picks, because that is my – I'm trade down Paulson. I don't know if you know that about me. Just generally, but especially when you made the fewest picks last year and you've got the fewest top four round picks this year and you have as many holes as they do, the higher up the board you go, the better, because you can get more coming back. But trade down Paulson might even move down two times before he makes a pick.
You know, what's funny is like the longer I've done the draft stuff, and this is more draft philosophy. So again, this is a little bit of a side, but when you look at the numbers, like the math in terms of draft hits and losses, the teams that pick the most have the best drafts. So it's not like rocket science how this thing works. Everyone kind of wants to overvalue their evaluation, trust this spot, do this thing. You know, trade, like Atlanta is a great example, trading up, getting two edge rushers. Oh, we really believe in it. You're boned this year because you don't have a first round pick. So, like, you know, it's just you want as much draft capital as you possibly can. It's a cheap, cost controlled asset that is a developmental piece of your organization, and you just want more bites of the apple. So, I'm not quite that. My nickname's not Trade Down Paulson, but I'm pretty close. You know what I mean? It's like, draft value Paulson over here, probably.
But what's amazing is your nickname could be Trade Down Paulson because we have the same last name, even though we're not related.
Did I tell you when I go to the FedEx, more people call me Grant Paulson than actually my actual first name? Did I tell you that? And which is a wacky bit to me because funny. Like they know me from the command center stuff. So it's like, right. Oh my gosh, I love your show, Grant. And you're like, nope, like close, but, and I don't correct them. So everyone thinks my name's Grant.
Right.
But it's also funny because like if, you know, on the screen, we look like we're about the same size and we are kind of the same looking person.
Very similar, yeah.
And but in person, like, well, how tall are you, Grant?
6'2", 6'3".
6'3", so, yeah, you know. Yeah. And so like, we're
looking at 5'8", a hefty 5'8", yeah.
So I'm like 6'4", 6'5",
yeah.
You know, a little different body comp, and people still get us confused, which is I always think is the funniest thing. So
yeah, there's definitely a twins, Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger thing going on here. Well, my favorite ever was, this has been years ago now, but I swear I saved this highlight. I'm sure I've told you about it. You won't remember, but like Larry Michael was still calling games. And uh-huh. So, I mean, and I might have even been on the beat at this point. I don't know. But I think Doc was doing sideline. And like you caught a pass or did something. And he's like, Grant Paulson just got into the open field. And Grant Paulson made a man, you know, ran over a man. And like I was like, someone pull that audio for me right now. Because like on air, it's just the most obvious Grant Paulson ever. And it was just like it was part of the highlight, you know, and Larry did that, you know, called a play one time. It was like caught by Grant Paulson at the 27. And I'm like, let's go. So the more of those foibles for me, the better. I always got so psyched.
No, it's a good deal. I'm glad we have this this connection, man. It's been really Indeed. Good, you know. So
yeah, I'll see you at the family reunion. And you spell it correctly, S-E-N, no less. Before we move on really quickly, I wanted to talk just about this matchup with the Giants as it pertains to the draft, because one of the storylines coming in is if you actually look at the draft order in the NFL right now, the Giants fairly shockingly have the number one pick.
Really?
They don't feel like the worst team in the NFL. But there are three teams that are 2-11. The Raiders, the Titans, the Giants, and it's done by strength of schedule. The Giants have actually played the easiest schedule, believe it or not, which is not how this was supposed to have been at the beginning of the year. And because of that, they have the tiebreaker. So right now they pick first. Washington would have the sixth pick in the draft. So picks 2 through 5 belong to the Raiders, the Titans, the Browns, and the Saints. They're all pretty heavy underdogs this week. Unless somebody pulls off an upset, though, this is a head-to-head matchup where if Washington were to lose, they would move up and leapfrog the Giants in the draft order. They'd have similar records. Washington actually has a softer strength of schedule. In fact, Washington's got the tiebreaker right now over a bunch of teams because they actually haven't played that hard of a schedule while also losing 8 in a row and, you know, having some of the issues they've had. But I say all this to say, you know what this leads to, Logan, is people saying, oh, well, if they lose, it's not the worst thing ever. And I wanted to just drill down on the difference between like it not being bad after the fact when you lose because of the draft pick and what that means in the building. Like, I think people struggle with this where they're like, oh, they should just lose the game. And it's like, well, even the Wizards, who are actively tanking and trying to be awful, or some of these other teams that are if the Wizards win a number of games, get to a certain level, they lose a draft pick in the stupid NBA, because it's not protected anymore. So like they are literally making sure they don't do that as a front office, which you can do in some way. But that doesn't mean the coaches and the players on every possession of every game are not trying to win the game. I think people struggle with that a little bit, that idea of like that it's not as bad if something happens versus, like, oh, they need to lose the game. And as if that means like Dan Quinn should call the game in a certain way. Right. I just always found it so funny the way it's talked about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it happens in basketball. I'm sure it happens to a certain extent in baseball. Like my file on baseball is not very big.
The rules a little bit now to prohibit it as best they can, but it's certainly a thing. It's how you rebuild.
Yeah, and so like with football though, like I've talked about this before on the show. I've been on some really bad football teams, right? And I've never once ever felt from anybody in the football side, right? So non front office, so non GM, the tank, right? And so like because the football, and I mentioned this I think on the last show, I am not trying to play necessarily like, let's say, for the Redskins or the Commanders, right? I'm not trying to play for that team. I'm trying to make sure that I am still in the NFL. And the only way I can do that is if I play and have the best possible film I possibly have, right? So you get all these guys who are playing really hard because they still want jobs. And I think that's the thing that people understand. And coaches too, right? Could you imagine if you were the coach and you went out and called a bad game? People, they don't care about the context necessarily. They're like, why did you call this? Why did you do this? Why did you play not hard if you're a player, right? And so I do think that that's the difference in environment. Now, the only way I've seen like an actual tank happen, I go back to Philly a couple years ago when we played the Commanders. Ron Rivera was here. They played Philly last game of the year. And Philly literally put like all of their starters on IR. They were just like, everyone's on IR. We're elevating everyone from the practice squad. And again, those guys played really hard. They played as hard as they could. But those are that's how you would do it, is you would just say basically like.
So that's an important distinction. The front office has the ability because it also is multifaceted, by the way. It's not like they are doing that in a vacuum just so that the team loses. There's a prioritization of something else that is beneficial. So in other words, if Adam Peters wants to sit Dan Quinn down and say, all right, DQ, here's what we're doing now. Now, obviously, you had the Ertz injury, so this isn't as relevant. But as an example at that position, Zach Ertz is your best tight end. Zach Ertz isn't going to be here next year. So we're going to play Zach Ertz a little bit less, and we're going to play Ben Sinnott a little bit more. We're going to, you know, actually, instead of Zach Ertz getting his requisite 7-8 targets, 4-5 catches, those are now going to Colson Yankoff and Ben Sinnott. If you wanted to do it that way, a real example with a healthy guy right now could be Bobby Wagner. If you know internally that you're probably not bringing Bobby Wagner back and you're certainly not bringing Bobby Wagner back as your 100% of snaps all down green dot, then you could either Dan Quinn, sometimes the coaches, this is my point, the coaches don't see it this way. They're just trying to go out and win a football game. But Adam Peters and Lance Newmark can say, hey, man, listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We need Jordan McGee to wear the green dot in week 16 or whatever, week 17. And I want him to get 45 snaps at Mike. And if Bobby plays some, that's cool. But this is now, we need 2 weeks to look at Jordan McGee. Like, that's how you can do it in a way that works, in my opinion, from a front office standpoint. It also then theoretically lowers the ceiling of the team a little bit, right? You get worse because you're playing backups, young guys, whatever. Heck, the way this year is gone, who knows? Maybe you mess around and you don't get worse. But what I want to know is that's how it's done around the league, right? Front office level. As a player.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What is the reaction to that kind of thing when you now can feel that, when you go, oh, okay, so I'm out here risking a career-ending injury, and we're doing this bit for 3 weeks now, where we're just trying things out for next year. And does that matter if there's a little bit of animus? Does that matter if the players aren't that happy? Because the philosophy might be, well, this team's going to be different anyway. A lot of these guys are going to be gone. So it doesn't really matter if these guys are upset. Because I think about, like, long-winded here, one more point. But, like, I remember when you were on this team, actually. But when Shanahan played John Beck over Rex Grossman, okay? And, like, they go to John Beck, and there was a couple games where he was, like, really, really bad. They get shut out against the Bills. And then the next week he set a record in catches with a running back in Roy Helu, checking it down 14 times. And I remember being told that week by one of the members of the offensive staff when they were going back to Grossman. He's like, dude, if we didn't, we would have had a revolt on our hands. He's like, yeah. I had more players come to my office to tell me, like, you have to do this about this than anything I've had since I got here, or like in my career or whatever. And my point is, like, does that happen in these situations and does it matter?
So obviously that was like middle of the year when they did that. If I remember correctly, it was like week 8, 9, 10, something like that. So kind of in the middle of the season, and guys were really juiced up about that. Like, I was a young player. I didn't really pick up on it the same way, but like some of the veteran receivers, I remember, I think it was like Jabbar Gaffney, you know, Dante Stallworth, Santana Moss was here. Yeah. Like they had a much better feel for what was going on in that game and in the quarterback room. And so obviously they went and voiced their opinion and made a lot of sense in hindsight. I think, so I've been a part of some teams that have been out of it. And my perspective on this is a little bit different because I am a fringe roster guy. So like when I start seeing these moves, like, oh, we're going to give Jordan McGee the green dot as an example, or we're going to put Laremy Tunsil on IR and we're going to see what the young offensive line has, whatever the situation is, right? I'm always like, shoot, I better double down here in terms of my preparation and work because they're making decisions about next year right now. And so like that, again, my perspective's different because like I'm like, this is my opportunity to audition and I need to make sure that I'm putting my best foot forward because I want to make sure, again, like it comes back to like, I want to be employed. And so like, it's funny, like I do a lot of advising now for young guys coming out in the draft and my agency has a lot of tight ends. And so like, they'll call me and we'll have conversations. And my one thing is like, once you're out of the league, it's really, really hard to get back in the league. Like once you're a practice squad guy, that's kind of how you're viewed. And once you're, you know, a free agent on the street, week 16, like that's kind of how you're viewed. It's really hard to get back in. So my whole thing was just, can I stay relevant? And so in some ways, when these decisions started to happen, they started making these moves, like you can feel it. And it makes it really hard to lock in and focus because like there's all these distractions, but you had to, because I was like, man, these last three games have to be my best film I could possibly put out. Because I might get cut, but I want someone to look at it and be like, hey, that dude's playing his face off. Let's bring him in for this offseason for training camp, whatever it looks like. And so, yeah, and I'm sure older guys get frustrated with it. Like, you know, just as an example, like Santana would never do this, but just as a name level of player, he might get frustrated because he's like, why am I playing? Why am I risking myself? Why am I risking my career? Why am I risking my money? But like for a lot of the guys on the roster, it's like, I got to make sure that I'm in the NFL in 2026.
Yeah, so that actually makes a good point. It depends on standing. What's your answer to, I guess, the people sitting at home going, well, it does, like, let's say there are players that are annoyed by that. It doesn't matter anymore because the team's going to be different next year.
It really doesn't matter. Like, as much as you want to say that, like, when people start doing that, when that GM decision comes down, like, I talked to Tana about this yesterday, and Tana was like, I'd be mad, but like, I'm still going to play my best football because I want to make sure that I have the opportunity and respect of the league to continue playing football. And I think the other thing too is like, this is maybe an underrated element, is you get some of the most competitive guys like in the world in a locker room, and you say like, go play football, like they're going to pour it out. Like it's kind of like a racehorse analogy, right? Like my wife's into horses, like the best racehorses love to run, right? The best football players love to compete. And if your roster's constructed the right way, those guys, even if they're upset, are going to go out and play their best ball. So it again, like, I don't think it creates the best environment, you know, like it makes it difficult, but like, that's the business side of it. That's the business side of this game. And it's the ugly side of it. But ultimately, like, people got to make the best decisions for their careers, GMs, coaches, players. And I think that's kind of what that does, those decisions, it starts making that process come to the forefront a little bit more quickly.
Is Sir Rayfield still racing these days?
Sir Rayford? Yeah. No, not racing anymore. Just doing some hunter jumper stuff, you know, very living
nice,
his life.
Sir Rayford.
Yeah. Sir Rayford crushing it. So
what a horse. What a beautiful horse, Sir Rayford.
What a beautiful animal.
Yeah. I got psyched to meet Sir Rayford. My kids still talk about him.
Dude, come out anytime. We got another one. My mother-in-law just bought one, named California. California Dream, I think, is his official racing name. That dude. No,
is he a racehorse?
Yeah, he's a beast, dog. He's a beast. He's like
what color?
He's like black, and he's 17 hands. He's a huge horse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How big is Sir Rayford?
He's 16'3", so a little bit smaller.
Okay. Wow. But that's a big horse too.
Yeah, they're both big horses. But yes, Callie is a stud, man. So
all right, maybe the kids will have to get out there, check out Callie. All right, speaking of diving deep, I want to get next into the matchup with the Giants. First, we'll go Washington's offense against their defense. Should actually be a nice matchup for whoever's at quarterback for the Commanders in this game. Just fired a defensive coordinator. They can't get stops. Then the other side of the ball, the Washington defense dealing with Jackson Dart and the Giants offense. We'll get into that next on Take a Minute.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.